The Bateau Lavoir, so called because it reminded Max Jacob of the washhouse boats on the River Seine, was the studio in Montmartre where Picasso received his friends on an almost daily basis from 1904 onwards. The studio soon became a meeting point for painters and poets, most of whom were bohemians and eccentrics and would later go on to change the history of art, although at that time they remained largely unknown. Elegant and sensitive, unlike Max Jacob and Apollinaire, André Salmon was the first writer to publish a book containing an original illustration by Picasso. The book in question was published in 1905 and consisted of a volume of poetry. In order to help fund its publication, Picasso offered a dry point engraving titled The Two Saltimbanques, which were printed, almost without margins, in the first 10 copies of the print run. The engraving that is on display here has wider margins and forms part of Picasso's Saltimbanque Suite, which was collated and published by the art dealer Ambrose Vollard in 1913. The Picasso Birthplace Museum has a copy of this volume, on loan from the Malaga Foundation. Along with Apollinaire, Max Jacob was one of Picasso's closest friends during his early years in Paris. He dedicated a number of artworks to Jacob, including a series of illustrations depicting the mystical titular character of Jacob's book, Saint Matrel. The etching titled The Convent and the aquatint of A Still Life with Skull have a characteristically cubist treatment of space and volume, and stand out as examples of Picasso's rare experimentations with engraving during this period. Chronique des temps héroïques, or Chronicle of Heroic Times, which Jacob published in 1956, offers a look back at the time when he used to frequent the Bateau Lavoir. Jacob took almost a year to write the book, which is often inscrutable and disjointed. Rather than being a detailed memoir, it is a collection of gossip, intended solely to entertain. Picasso produced three lithographs and three dry point engravings for the book, including images for the covers, the front page, three attractive portraits of Jacob, one of which depicts him writing, and the image of a naked man, seen from behind. Lastly, we have included a fragment from the text that Rainer Maria Rilke wrote after seeing the 1905 painting titled Family of Saltimbanque, which is currently displayed at the National Gallery of Art in Washington. The German poet saw the painting in Munich at the home of Erta König, who acquired it in 1915. The act of seeing the painting at first hand had a significant impact on Rilke, as demonstrated by the fifth of his Duino Elegies, which we have accompanied with an engraving of a similar motif.